everybody. My name is Mohammed Al Sabri. I'm a graduate student at the University of Kentucky. I'm here today to present my data, which is MS79 is a microbially derived selective cellulose biosynthesis inhibitor. So in this presentation, I will talk about pesticides, weeds, and then short description about cellulose biosynthesis inhibitor. In the workflow, I will show you some data with pictures and graphs. Finally, future work plus conclusion. So what are weeds? No matter what definition is used for weeds, it's undesirable plant and threatening our food supply. It's a fierce competitor, absorbing water and nutrients with little remaining for the main crops. It's grow really fast, creating shade around the plant, decreasing their ability to photosynthesize. So what are pesticides? Synthetic chemicals also we use not only in agricultural field, but also in homes, schools, and parking, so on. Herbicide is one of the most important chemical we use in agriculture to eliminate weeds. However, overusing herbicide, it will create another problem, which is herbicide resistance weed. For example, the United States of America is leading the world with 156 unique cases of herbicide resistant weed, and Canada in the second place with 84, Australia in the third place with 64. There are also 36 weed species resistant specifically for glyphosate, and unfortunately half of them here in the U.S. Therefore, we are searching for novel ways to attack this undesirable plant. For my dissertation research, I am searching for novel herbicide from unexpected source, the microorganisms living within plants. So this microbe has to have a metabolic machinery in order to interact with their host. So it's an excellent target to produce a bioactive chemicals. I'm going to introduce the CBI in this slide, cellulose biosynthesis inhibitor, because this is the ultimate chemical where is MS79 that we found it fall in this class. So it's cellulose itself is a crystalline polysaccharide that is required for the plant to cell to expand and grow, and it's necessary for upright growth of the plant. But CBI is a member of a class herbicide family, and it is so complicated process. Since it's complicated, it has multiple mode of action, such as hitting the core catalytic domain or hitting the all accessory proteins or sometimes the carbon flow in cellulose biosynthesis. So since it's complicated, it has multiple mode of action. There are some cellulose biosynthesis inhibitor widely known, such as isoxaban, which is a synthetic one, and taxomine A. That's characterized from the secondary metabolites of a bacterial citrate called Citrobacillus scabies. In the workflow, so what we did is we screened 200 bacterial citrate and testing their ability to suppressing plant growth. And fortunately, we got one citrate, which is MS79 bacteria. It's a bacterial citrate that I worked that has the ability to suppress plant growth. And we did several tests on this bacteria, such as examine radial swelling, and then test them with a fluoroglycinol test. We measured the cellulose content. We realized there's a degree of selectivity for this bacterial citrate. And we decide to go to confocal microscopy to see the live cell imaging. And then we got the genome sequence for this bacteria. And currently, we are identifying some chemicals that being produced by this bacteria. And for future work, we will go deep to do further chemical analysis. How does it work? It works both ways, either live bacteria to inoculate the seed and then get suppressed root growth and shoot, or crude extract from this bacterial citrate and then spray the plant in the greenhouse. So the first thing that we notice from MS79 is that in this axis, you will see here the root length and here the days. These lines represented the different bacterial citrates such as like Pseudomonas putida, Pseudomonas fluorescens, Bantoia glomerans, including our bacterial citrate, which is MS79. And the growth, the suppresses the root growth of sorghum was the most with MS79, see here, compared to the control and all other bacterial citrate, indicating that this bacteria has the ability to suppress plant growth, specifically with sorghum. So this picture is just the picture from the previous slide that I show you. So here is the sorghum root that gets suppressed when we inoculated the seed with this bacteria. And here is the control. See, these are really short compared to the control. When you close to this picture, you will find a swelling sorghum root, which is a typical response for adding CBI to the plant. So another feature for adding CBI to the plant, which is ectopic lignification, we inoculate sorghum with this bacteria, and we put both of these plants in fluoroglycinol dye. And then what happened, I want you here to focus on the red coloration in this picture. So the only plant that treated with MS79 has developed this kind of red color. It means the fluoroglycinol dye has interacted with the phenol group in the lignin structure and developed this color. In other words, it's the lignin start to switch on and cellulose is switched off. We measure the cellulose content in the root sample of the sorghum by using a spectrophotometer, and then the result was really, it's highly significant. As you see here, there is a 40% around difference between control and treated sorghum root with MS79 in cellulose content. So there is a degree of selectivity in our bacterial citrate. We basically here testing, these are monocot plants, sorghum and corn, and these are dicot plants, including Solanaceous family. For the monocot, all the monocot that we test get suppressed. Here is the sorghum root, here is the corn root, all of them get suppressed compared to the controls. But when it comes to the dicot here, the tomato and tobacco, there is no difference between control and treatment. But for Arabidopsis, it just behaves like a monocot, indicating there is a degree of selectivity, but not for dicot. It may be specifically for Solanaceous family, tobacco and tomato that we test. Here is a short movie about how our bacterial citrate, MS79, is suppressing plant growth. Here is the MS media supplemented with the MS79 extract. Here is just control, MS media with DMSO. See, the plant here is pretty normal. The root length, the shoot also. But when it comes to the treated one, it gets suppressed. So what we did here, we grow the Arabidopsis plant in the dark for 3 days. And then we treat some transplanting in our bacterial citrate for 2 hours, also in the dark. And then we start to image the cells. And what we found here is that we test 2 different lines, Sese protein. Sese is one of the proteins that's responsible for producing cellulose. And then Golgi apparatus. Here is the control. Unfortunately, it's not working as a movie. But the picture also, it's kind of clear. Here is the Sese. It's developed like this red color that you see here. It's either this line is capturing more fluorescent from plasma membrane or less. And in both cases, it's also a typical response for adding CBI to the plant, such as azoxystrobin. And for the Golgi apparatus, also compared to the treated, here, as you see here in the control, there is like small lines here. And here, the transportation system gets affected by adding this bacterial citrate. And there is like a tethering and binding Golgi to endoplasmic reticulum. And also we saw that very commonly when we add a CBI to the plant. So we got the genome. We got the genome sequence of this bacterial strain, and it contains several blood microbes, association cluster and blood cell wall, carbohydrate binding and modifying gene consists with the bioactivity. Isolation is the active compound. What we did here, we used the XAD16 resin as a method to extract the chemicals from metabolites of this bacteria, and we test the herbicidal activity. And then we decided to use the same extract that we got from the XAD resin and pour it in a column to see which molecule that we have in this bacterial strain will suppress plant growth. Is it big molecule or small molecule? And then we did here also, H10 drops, we will put them in a small plate, mix it with supplemented MS media, and then plant sorghum. We were thinking, is it like the fraction that came at the very beginning will suppress plant growth, or the fraction that will come at the very end? So it's very clear that the fraction that came 6, 7, 8 has the ability to suppress plant growth. It means that the molecule in this bacteria, it's the small. So in conclusion, our bacterial compound is potential cellulose inhibitor. It shows greater effect on the monocot than some dicot plants, such as like Solanaceae. And also the compound that are produced by this bacterial citrine are small and heat sensitive. So acknowledgement, like this team from our lab, and then two different Dr. John Thorson, Dr. Atiyah from pharmacy school, where we make a collaboration in order to extract these chemicals from the bacteria, and the rest are just graduate students with me in the lab, and then University of Kentucky, our department, and then my sponsor, and then University of Al-Qasim Green in Babylon. So thank you for listening. Any questions?
We
apply for patents for this, and like some other companies were interested in this work, but we did not. We don't have any.
Mainly if this fire control, when you come to the new place like Ohio or Illinois, and the growers have like 3,000, 5,000, sometimes 10,000 acres, mm-hmm. You know, they're talking about 5,000 acres of the corn in monocot, and I'm not sure, you know, they will buy it without really good result. I mean,
of course.
So,
I need more.
This one, if there is no question, thank you for all coming to the session. And we started a little bit short, but end up in the, we learned that 8 o'clock is a little bit too early for me. for the whole culture. And I don't know, it's not clearly to me. We're working with the farmers, and the farmers go with the dead bodies, not the ones that ate those ones. Thank you again. What should be used?